Welcome to another episode of JPHMP Direct Talk, a podcast series that brings you conversations that bridge the gap between public health research and practice. Today, Dr. Molly Gutilla speaks with pracademic Dr. Allison Chamberlain about a new COVID-19 response collaborative between Emory University and the Georgia Department of Public Health. Hi, everyone, and welcome to our first Pracademic podcast. I am Molly Gutilla. With all that we have to work on right now, from racism to COVID and the intersection of these two, I can hardly think of a better time to talk about how pracademic work is essential to creating change in public health. So I'm happy to be able to talk with Dr. Chamberlain today about the work she is doing. Her new project sits right at the intersection of academia and public health practice. So thanks for meeting me on this podcast today, Dr. Chamberlain.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be with you again, Molly.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to hear a little bit more about the leading that you're going to be doing for a team that recently received funding at Emory University in order to work with the Georgia Department of Public Health. You all are creating the Emory COVID-19 Response Collaborative. Can you tell us a little bit about this new initiative?
Sure. So the purpose of this initiative is to really put our talented public school public health into the service of our state and local public health partners during this historic pandemic. The grant we received will support faculty, staff, and students from the Emory Rollins School of Public Health to serve alongside our public health colleagues. This means getting engaged in activities like case investigations, outbreak response, and research activities that will ultimately affect how our state responds to COVID-19. So it's pretty exciting.
That sounds like such an important partnership. Now, Dr. Chamberlain, we've talked before about being pracademics, you know, in this kind of this way that we both work with intention to have a place in the public health practice field and also on the academic campus. And I know that one belief that we share in order to work as a pracademic is having strong relationships. That's certainly key to working that way. I've been thinking and reading a lot about how the pandemic can be a catalyst for merging academic and practice work. And I know that you already had an existing working relationship between Emory and Georgia State Health Department, but can you talk about how that previously existing relationship has really facilitated the new work and this new collaborative?
Absolutely. So I started working closely with one of our local health departments here in Atlanta about 3 years ago. I was brought on board as an epidemiology consultant primarily to assist with helping the health department with various epidemiologic analyses. So together we worked to explore topics important really to the health department. So exploring things like risk factors for HIV among women seeking care at their clinics, risk factors for recurrent syphilis, clinical barriers related to PrEP uptake among men who have sex with men, all things that were really important to a local health department here in Atlanta. You know, some of the things that we embarked on were things that I had not traditionally worked on under my sort of traditional academic purview, but there were things that I could really, you know, use my epidemiology skills to help them with. But, you know, I think most importantly is I did all this from within the health department, not from my office at Emory. So I did this work while getting to know the staff there, the culture there, and learning from them about their needs, their strengths, their, you know, the barriers that exist for them. And I also got to learn how this urban health district prepares for major events, whether that be hurricane preparedness, because we're, you know, relatively close to the Atlantic coast and receive a lot of evacuees from the coastal parts of Georgia and South Carolina, all the way to the, you know, 2019 Super Bowl that we hosted here in Atlanta. So, you know, a lot of that experience really, you know, made me sort of see kind of exactly what the needs of a local health department in a, you know, a major urban setting are right now. But, you know, all that to say is that, you know, when the opportunity arose to apply for a grant from a local foundation that was really interested in supporting impactful work related to the COVID-19 response, I can't think of anything more helpful than having already been embedded within a local health department since before COVID-19. I knew what they needed the most help doing, and I already had sort of a vision, you know, as when COVID-19, you know, came upon us of how we could infuse our academic community into their response. So, you know, for a faculty member, my dual life, stint as an academic 3 days per week and a practicing public health consultant for 2 days a week has certainly been rather unconventional. But, you know, when the pandemic hit, my experience and the perspective it had offered me for the past 3 years was exactly what was needed to bring our institutions closer together right now. So very sort of interesting kind of chronology of my work with the health department prior to COVID-19 and how that assisted with our ability to further help the state and local health departments during this time.
Yeah, when you talk about being in academia, you know, I spend most of my days primarily on campus or in academia. And I think about one of the reasons that I love working in academia is that I identify as a lifelong student. So I'm thinking of, even when I'm officially serving as a teacher in a classroom, I am always learning as much or more as I did when I was a student. So when I hear about when I hear about your new collaborative and this new project and the work that you get to do, I start feeling like a bit envious, like I wish I was a student at Emory, because this opportunity sounds so awesome for students. How would you describe what you see as the value of the work from a student perspective?
Oh my goodness, what a great question. All I have to say is exactly what you said. You know, what an unbelievable time it is to be a student of public health right now. In Georgia, we have many students, not only at Rollins, but from many schools of public health and programs of public health around our state who are assisting with contact tracing as direct hires through our state health department right now. We also have students who are also assisting with case investigations and students who have come on board at both the state and local levels to assist with more analytic needs. There are just so many ways for students to get involved. But the number one thing I stress to all these students is that it is a privilege to be welcomed on board with the health department right now. Paid or volunteer, to be asked to assist now is the ultimate sort of request and opportunity. Students who recognize and appreciate the gravity of being able to work within a health department during a pandemic will get career-changing exposure to all the fundamentals of public health practice. You know, this includes primary data collection via case investigations or contact tracing activities. It includes a deep understanding of data quality and the importance of data cleaning, an awareness of how data on a notifiable disease gets obtained and reported up to the state level or up to the CDC level. You know, it also includes invaluable lessons related to community engagement, the importance of rapport and trust, and the tensions that exist between protecting community health and respecting our rights and freedoms. I'll also say, too, that even for students who are not as interested in infectious disease, perhaps those that are interested in cancer or social epidemiology or diabetes, this pandemic is revealing so much about how outcomes in those areas of public health can be impacted by a crisis like this. So, for example, there's so much work to be done to understand how underlying health conditions affect people's COVID susceptibility and course of illness. There's also so much to explore in how things like interruptions to healthcare may have adversely impacted the well-being of people with cancer or renal disease or mental health conditions. And there's a lot of nuance that is just being revealed to us daily about how this type of public health, crisis is really impacting so many diverse populations right now. So sort of the field is wide open for new minds to get invested and interested in bringing in their own perspectives from their lived experiences, across, different life experiences that they've had growing up and that they're interested in pursuing. It's a wonderful time. It's a scary time, but it's also a wonderful time to be embarking on a career in public health.
Yeah, so many valuable things from the lens, as you said, from new minds, right? In the student perspective.
Yeah.
It also strikes me that students aren't the only group that would have a valuable experience through this work, though. I imagine that faculty and the School of Public Health in general will also benefit from this collaborative. But how would you describe the value, specifically from a faculty perspective, the value in working in this project?
That's an awesome question as well. I it really is. It's sort of one of the same, almost like you give a similar answer that I did for students. But the first thing that I'll say is something that I noticed was sort of, very much enthused by and floored by is by how many of our faculty, you know, just jumped in to assist. And they truly jumped in, meaning putting themselves into the service of their health department colleagues. Not leading necessarily with research agendas or more academic motives, but truly wanting to provide their talents, be that in infectious disease modeling or spatial analyses or outbreak response, to really assist in the state's overall COVID-19 response efforts. And many of these have been very senior faculty at our school, faculty who already run extremely high-profile research programs. Might not be in COVID, might not even be related to infectious disease, but they said, you know what, kind of like I did 3 years ago, I have the skills, I want to jump in and help. You know, many did experience delays in their traditional research agendas due to COVID-19 disruptions, like, you know, an inability to continue traveling internationally or maintain steady recruitment efforts. But it's not like they took that time afforded by those disruptions to, you know, write more papers or go plan for the next academic year. They really jumped in. And that's just so important and also sets quite an example for, you know, the students or the junior faculty that are watching them do this. You know, some jumped in with me given my existing relationship with our state and local public health partners. Others rejuvenated relationships they already had with colleagues. But what I say that it's sort of the value for faculty is something that, you know, I've been invigorated by and experiencing, you know, since I started 3 years ago now with my engagement with our local health department, is that it's tremendously gratifying to affect change at the state or local level. You know, because Emory physically sits beside the CDC, there is certain allure of working at the CDC, and that's fantastic. Don't get me wrong, that the tremendous benefits for our collective community, for our faculty and students that work at CDC. But, you know, I would say that there, you know, it's a little bit overshadowed our collective interest in engaging with our state and local public health partners, and I mean truly engaging, not just leveraging local health departments as, you know, study sites, for example, recruitment sites, for example, but the action of public health, you know, really occurs at the local level, and many faculty are getting acquainted or reacquainted with that. And, you know, the coolest part in doing this is that, you know, they become even more adept at showing our students how all levels of public health are connected. So, for instance, if they're getting more engaged in, you know, truly understanding the challenges associated with case investigations, they can take this knowledge and brainstorm alongside our students that are involved in the public health partners to creatively begin to think about ways to overcome those challenges. This knowledge, you know, ultimately, I would think, you know, can be shared up the chain of command to better inform public health authorities at the state or CDC or even, you know, HHS for how we can go about managing, you know, this pandemic as well as future threats, you know, more effectively. So it's I've been giving a lot of thought to that because I you know, I'd bring all the faculty on board that would want to come because it's such a neat ability to work so closely with, you know, public health practitioners and offer our ability to you know, help manage projects or get into the data or, you know, infuse students into a way that, you know, that they might need help. It's a really kind of cool space to be working in.
Thank you for that. It reminds me, one of the things you said reminds me of a saying that maybe you've heard this before. If you want to mostly think about public health, you should go work in academia. And if you want to actually do public health, you should work in local public health. And I think one of the things that you and I believe is that you should be thinking and doing and being a pracademic is a way to merge those things, two things. So
yeah.
Appreciating.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the other things that you and I think about, especially as we're both trained as epidemiologists, we think about the power of data in driving decisions and action when it comes to public health practice. So what do you see as the most exciting opportunities of this work when it comes to using data in this context?
So that's also another good question. I think the most exciting opportunities in regards to data fall into two categories. You know, first, using the data to inform the response, the COVID response, and two, to teach the public. Both of these are challenging. They can be very hard, but, you know, take using the data to inform the response first. There are two types of data that can be gathered to aid in improving a response. There are the epidemiologic data, kind of who is being affected by the disease and why, And then there's the process data. And the epidemiologic data can show us where the disease has been, who has been most affected, and where, for instance, so we can understand why and how to change our response to address prevention in those at-risk communities. And we've already started doing this, you know, for instance, in nursing homes across the country, understanding that that was a really, you know, that that particular setting was really hard for the, you know, the residents and the staff, and that, that those congregate settings really need a lot of attention. That really gave us the ability to focus a lot of our response efforts on those types of settings. But, you know, epi analyses have revealed other at-risk communities like poultry plant workers or farm workers or those that, that are living in more congregate conditions that, that deserve attention too. And understanding the conditions or circumstances around why they have been most affected are helping us respond, say by, you know, for instance, taking mobile testing units to where they are rather than waiting and hoping they show up to testing sites that may otherwise be inconvenient for them. So that's kind of that epi data side of things. And then, you know, process data I think is just as important, or at least I'm personally learning how important it is in this type of response. You know, process data is best described as sort of the metrics related to the timeliness or the success of our response. So examples would be things like, you know, the time it takes to get test results back to patients, or the number of calls it takes to successfully reach a person with COVID-19 to conduct a case investigation, for example. It might also include data on reasons people are telling our contact tracers for why they are willing or not willing to provide information to them. So, you know, tracking these data can really help us identify points where we can, you know, affect change in our processes, either improve our speed with regards to that response or improve our processes. So I think both of those areas in regards to understanding the epi data and the process data are so important for us, you know, stopping transmission of this disease and then, you know, being able to articulate it to the public and saying, you know, these are the barriers that we're seeing, these are the hot spots that we're seeing, and here is how we are going to address it here moving forward. So I think it's a really interesting question about data and how we use it right now.
Yeah, so Allison, if we want to follow along with your project and learn more about what you all learn as you move forward, how will you disseminate and communicate about your progress? Is there somewhere we can go to follow your work?
Yeah, well, so that's a great question. So we're a little less than a month into our grant here. So we're in the process right now of developing a new website for the Emory COVID-19 Response Collaborative. So stay tuned on that. That website will ultimately be our primary repository of information about our collaborative. But, you know, the collaborative is being run out of our existing Emory Center for Public Health Preparedness and Research. And we do have a website for that center. So if you Google Emory Center for Public Health Preparedness and Research, you can find that website. But you can also, anyone who's interested can also email us directly at ecrc@emory.edu.
Well, Allison, thank you so much for speaking with us today. I so appreciate your time. I so appreciate your work, both as an academic and a practitioner and a pracademic ultimately, and the work that you're doing to serve and protect public health. So thank you.
Molly, thank you so much, and I hope to stay in touch. It's been exciting to talk with you about this. I love it. It's my passion, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Me too. Take care.
This feature has been brought to you by JPH MP Direct, a companion site of the Journal of Public Health Management and Practice. To learn more about the COVID-19 Response Collaborative between Emory University and the Georgia Department of Public Health, and the Public Health Pracademics blog series hosted by Molly Gutilla, visit us online at jphmpdirect.com.